Tonight on the Worldview Report, get your kids. You're about to be hit with COVID vaccine propaganda from all angles. And that includes your favorite TV show. Elmo says he's vaxxed and every kid in America should be too. The Biden administration releases a five-step plan to make sure no one wanting an abortion in America goes without one. And part of their plan also involves teaching minors how to hide their abortions from their parents. World War III tensions are rising, and both Putin and Biden are upping their war rhetoric. And Biden, he's sending squadrons of F-35 jets to Europe, along with a permanent 5th Army headquarters to Poland. And we have also new information tonight on the role played by federal agents in the January 6th protest. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brennan House. The children's propaganda outlet known as Sesame Street is using its Elmo character to promote gene therapy jabs for little kids, toddlers, and babies as young as 6 months old. First, it was Big Bird shilling for the vax, but now Elmo is getting into the act. Elmo is apparently younger than six because he's just now getting his first jab, right on cue after the CDC and FDA announced last week that it's okay for kids as young as 6 months old to get the experimental gene-based injections. The same injections that many believe are causing teenagers and young adults to die mysteriously in their sleep and during sporting competitions. Watch this.
Now Daddy has super duper bandages just like Elmo.
You were super duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay. Elmo was really glad to have Daddy and Baby David there with him. Baby David, where are you?
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. Was it safe? Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Elmo and Baby David have a question. Oh. Can we have a hug?
Oh, come here, son.
Elmo loves you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
It's okay to have questions about COVID vaccines for your kids. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider.
This isn't the first time Sesame Street has stooped to brainwashing America's youth, but this may be a new low even for them. The United States is the only country in the world that has authorized the experimental mRNA jabs for children age 4 and under. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear D. James Kennedy Ministries' defamation lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center for its published claim labeling the Christian ministry as a, quote, hate group, end quote, alongside the KKK, neo-Nazis, and other infamous hate organizations. Just for full disclosure, Dr. Kennedy and I were friends. I spoke for his organization. I sang for his national television broadcast and was on his national radio show many times. And he even joined me on my radio show. CBN News reports that even though, and by the way, I can tell you, Dr. Kennedy's group is not a hate group from my personal involvement with them. Now, CBN News reports that even though the Supreme Court declined to hear the case, Justice Clarence Thomas made it known in his dissenting opinion that he believes the high court should revisit the long-standing precedent regarding defamation lawsuits. While the Southern Poverty Law Center may have started out targeting, they say, legitimate haters and racists like the KKK, well, it made a hard turn to the left and began putting conservatives and Christians on its annual hate map. As CBN News points out, a left-wing gunman even used the Southern Poverty Law Center's bogus hate map to find his target when he shot up the Family Research Council's office in Washington a few years back. The Southern Poverty Law Center has targeted dozens of groups, including D. James Kennedy Ministries, a Christian media founded in 1974 by my friend, the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, as well as his ministry, Coral Ridge Ministries. Why? Because the ministry stands for traditional marriage and against radical elements of the LGBTQ agenda. As a result of the so-called hate group status, the Fort Lauderdale, Florida-based ministry has been unable to raise funds on certain platforms such as Amazon.com. In 2017, the ministry filed a federal religious discrimination lawsuit against the SPLC. The lawsuit says the SPLC, quote, illegally trafficked in false and misleading descriptions of the services offered by DJKM and committed defamation against DJKM, end quote. In his three-page dissent, Justice Thomas wrote, quote, SPLC's hate group designation lumped Coral Ridge's Christian ministry with groups like the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis. It placed Coral Ridge on an interactive online so-called hate map and caused Coral Ridge concrete financial injury by excluding it from the Amazon Smile donation program. Nonetheless, unable to satisfy the almost impossible actual malice standard this court has imposed, Coral Ridge could not hold SPLC to account for what it maintains is a blatant falsehood, end quote. I'll also note that in April of 2018, the Southern Poverty Law Center, along with some Islamic groups and Marxist groups, targeted my conferences, Worldview Weekend. And while we were on the road, going to five cities and five nights, we were only able to carry out one event, Des Moines, Iowa. The others, because they were targeted by these groups, led in part by the Southern Poverty Law Center, they were bombarding the Hotel Convention Center with incredible, horrible phone calls. And the intimidation and threats led the hotels to pull our contracts. So I can personally speak to the damage the Southern Poverty Law Center has done. In other news, the Economic Times of India reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday that the BRICS countries, that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are working to establish a new global reserve currency. Those that have followed my radio show and TV show know that I have been warning about this for over, 10 years, probably close to 10 years or more, that this BRICS banking system was going to try to crash the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Well, speaking at the BRICS Business Forum, Putin reportedly stated, quote, the issue of creating an international reserve currency based on a basket of currencies of other countries is being worked out, end quote. That's according to the Russian president. The member states are also developing reliable alternative mechanisms for international payments. Well, earlier the group said it was working on setting up a joint payment network to cut reliance on the Western financial system. That means the U.S. dollar, folks. The BRICS countries, well, they've also boosted their use of local currencies in mutual trade. The Biden regime released a five-step plan Tuesday to make sure America stays in the business of killing unborn babies in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. LifeNews.com, citing a report by Business Insider, writes that Secretary of Health and Human Services unveiled the plan at a press conference in Washington, D.C. The plan included efforts to thwart state legislation banning mail-order abortion drugs and to train doctors and pharmacists on how to refer women and teenage girls for abortion. The Secretary of Health and Human Services stated, quote, increasing access to this drug is a national imperative and in the public interest, end quote. He accuses the Supreme Court of creating a, quote, moment of crisis in healthcare, end quote. Well, killing babies is healthcare now, I guess. That's the new talking points for the radical abortionist. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, you should know, is a former California lawyer. He slammed the court's decision to allow states to protect unborn babies from abortion, calling it, quote, despicable, end quote, but, quote, predictable, end quote. That's according to Fox News. The Biden regime has said it wants to make abortion drugs available, quote, to the fullest extent possible, end quote. The HHS secretary added, quote, at HHS, we will leave no stone unturned. All options are on the table. We will do everything within the legal limit of the law to reach patients and support providers of abortion, end quote. There is no magic bullet, he said, adding, quote, but if there is something we can do, we will find it and we will do it at HHS. Indeed, that was the instruction I received from the President of the United States, end quote. The Biden regime believes mail-order abortion drugs are a way America can keep aborting unborn babies, even in states that protect their lives under the law, so reports Life News. The White House is also promoting a website advising children on how to hide their abortions from their parents, so reports Breitbart. The Department of Health and Human Services put out a press release that was also promoted by the White House. The press release states, quote, if you need information on your state's laws or legal help, you may consider this website, abortionfinder.org, end quote. The website informs children 15 years old or younger that parental requirement laws demand that parents and guardians must be involved with the decision to have an abortion. The abortionfinder.org website advises, quote, if you need to avoid involving a parent or guardian, contact the If, When, How Judicial Bypass Helpline for information about getting a judicial bypass, end quote. The website was recently created by pro-abortion groups to simplify the process for women and girls to get abortions. The organizers wrote on their website, quote, we made Abortion Finder because we saw firsthand that for too many people, the process of figuring out where and how to get an abortion is confusing, complicated, and overwhelming. We want it to be easier, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
welcome back. All of this pro-abortion propaganda is stirring up the leftist mob, which, of course, is international. A 31-year-old pro-abortion terrorist was so mad about Roe v. Wade being overturned that he took out his anger on a Catholic church in Bellevue, Washington. Unlucky for him, it was caught on video. Watch this. You can see he is clearly fueled by hatred and was probably radicalized by all of the insane pro-abortion rhetoric coming out of the mainstream corporate media and the White House. The Air Force is trying to purge from its ranks an officer who has religious objections to the COVID-19 gene therapy injections, but is avoiding a court-martial procedure for fear that it could reveal embarrassing details of its COVID vaccine mandates. Chief among those details is the Pentagon's demand that all members of the military submit to a vaccine agenda that is actually not a lawful order. Just the News is reporting on the case involving Air Force Master Sergeant Vincent White, a devout Christian who requested a religious exemption to the mandates so he would not be forced to take the abortion-linked COVID jab. A court-martial now has been taken off the table, the report said, but he still could be facing an administrative separation board. His lawyer, Davis Yount, says there's a reason, adding, quote, "It'd be a significant embarrassment and a huge blow to the Air Force to have a judge rule," end quote, "that the shot requirement is," quote, "not a lawful order," end quote. White's first request for an accommodation was rejected, but he still refused to take the shot. He was then given an Article 15 non-judicial punishment. Under that resolution, he could lose pay or rank and be given extra duty. But the rules also allow him to reject that and insist on a court-martial. That's what White did, calling the bluff of the Air Force. The Air Force, well, they quickly withdrew the Article 15 determination, which deprives White of the right to demand a court-martial. That's what his attorney explained. Yount said now the service is intending to handle White's case with an administrative separation board, a different procedure from either a court-martial or an Article 15 panel. Clearly, there are no links to which the U.S. military isn't willing to go in order to force these toxic injections on every member of the armed forces. Speaking of mandates, the Biden regime's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees will remain blocked until at least September, after a federal appeals court on Monday agreed to reconsider its previous decision to reinstate the mandate. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans will revisit its April ruling by a 3-judge panel that the administration has the legal authority to require federal employees to get the COVID gene therapy shot, so reports the Associated Press. The temporary court order will remain until the case can be argued before the full court's 17 judges. According to Epoch Times, the court has tentatively scheduled oral arguments for the week of September 12th. This is a case that will no doubt ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Joe Biden this week pledged to beef up the U.S. military presence in Europe, which is already huge, amid the growing threat of all-out war with Russia. Make no mistake, this would be World War III between two nuclear-armed opponents. The British news outlet The Sun reports that Biden confirmed the U.S. will send two extra squadrons of F-35 jets to the U.K., base two more naval destroyers off the coast of Spain, and establish a permanent 5th Army headquarters in Poland. Romania will also get extra U.S. troops. Biden said more air defense and other capabilities will be stationed in Germany and Italy as well. The Biden regime also said it will enhance rotational deployments in the Baltic region, right on Vladimir Putin's doorstep. Putin's political allies, meanwhile, have recently discussed invading the Baltic nations while making thinly veiled threats to nuke London and Washington. As reported in an exclusive June 20th report by the Epoch Times, evidence shows plainclothes members of the FBI's Special Electronic Surveillance Unit, or ESU, infiltrated the January 6th protesters for the purpose of conducting video surveillance. According to experts interviewed by Epoch Times, one believes the activity itself may have been a violation of U.S. laws. The other contends it was done for the purpose of entrapment. Speaking as a former prosecutor and three-term district judge, Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas told the Epoch Times, quote, "If you're going to have electronic surveillance of people, there have to be warrants," end quote. As Gohmert explained, FISA courts have guaranteed warrants with, quote, "no particular clarity," end quote, and, quote, "no probable cause that a crime's been committed or that this person engaged in a crime," end quote. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court was established under the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. The court's website explains, quote, "The court entertains applications submitted by the United States government for approval of electronic surveillance, physical search, and other investigative actions for foreign intelligence purposes," end quote. Gohmert added that, quote, "When you see confirmed judges are just willing to completely abrogate the U.S. Constitution because they're the star chamber of the secret court and they figure nobody will ever find out what they're doing, then you know when you see there's an electronic surveillance unit, well, something's not right," end quote. Gohmert's concern with the ESU surveillance unit are twofold. One, did federal authorities obtain the legally required warrants? Number two, if so, how could a judge approve a warrant for surveillance before a crime has been committed and with no probable cause? Gohmert told the Epoch Times, quote, "We can't have secret units doing secret surveillance of people that have committed no crime, no probable cause of a crime, just getting blanket surveillance. We don't know what kind of warrant they had or even if they had warrants. But to deploy electronic surveillance units tells us there's a lot more here that we need to find out about, and obviously it's not going to be uncovered at least for another 6 months," end quote. But Gohmert added that, quote, "There is also more information we haven't gotten, and information that continues to leak out drip by drip," end quote. He noted how until the deployment of munitions, the crowd was peaceful, stating, quote, "I had heard from people and seen people interviewed saying there wasn't any violence out there. We were just mulling around, chanting stuff from time to time. Then they had started firing on us with tear gas and provoked the crowd. They created chaos, and you just wonder what was going on," end quote. Now for an update on Dr. Carrie Madej, the outspoken whistleblower on the COVID bioweapon and toxic COVID injections being passed off as so-called vaccines. As we reported earlier this week, Dr. Madej was involved in the crash of a small single-engine aircraft in Georgia. That was this past Sunday. She suffered a broken leg and spinal fractures, along with widespread bruising. Her boyfriend, who was piloting the plane, suffered a concussion and other injuries. Both were taken to an Atlanta hospital for emergency surgery. And from what we know so far, both are recovering well from their injuries. In fact, I have been texting with Dr. Carrie Madej for the last couple of days, and this next week I'll have an interview with her. quote, "It's a miracle we are alive," end quote, Dr. Madej said in a social media post. The plane in which she was a passenger was returning from Florida when the engine died. Mike Adams, the health ranger, a trained small aircraft pilot, said this type of failure is rare in small aircraft, as they must adhere to strict schedules of engine overhauls according to FAA regulations. Adams said he used to fly Cessna aircraft, adding that, quote, "I am very familiar with FAA regulations on plane maintenance. However, I no longer fly small aircraft due to the deep state using small aircraft, so-called accidents, to assassinate their targets. It's too easy to fake a crash and eliminate people they don't like," end quote. Dr. Madej stated that, quote, "We were gliding fine," end quote. And then suddenly, the aircraft started careening uncontrollably to the ground. This happened in seconds. In the crash, Dr. Madej says her tibia and fibula were cleanly severed, and her foot was, quote, "facing 120 degrees in the wrong direction," end quote. She said it took paramedics 30 minutes to reach them as they crash-landed in trees. However, her pilot was able to direct the plane to crash-landing along a logger's trail, which minimized the damage and probably saved their lives. Quote, "That was another miracle in itself," end quote, she says. A search and rescue crew were trying to find them, and she screamed out for help, after which they were finally located. This is a truly harrowing story, and I'll have, again, a firsthand interview with Dr. Madej coming up soon. Well, that concludes this edition of the Worldview Report. If you appreciate what we're doing here, remember, we are listener-supported, and you can support us in one of three ways. One, go to MyPillow.com. Use that powerful promo code B66, and we get credit. With every purchase, a generous percentage comes back to keep this program on the air. Remember, it takes a team of seven of us, 15 man hours a day, to keep this show going. We're also excited about the fact that this fall we'll be launching a Sunday morning conservative program. We have a lot of shows like Meet the Press and This Week that are for liberals, but this fall we look forward to launching a conservative Sunday morning broadcast. Again, when you fund us through your purchases at MyPillow, you enable more conservative programming to become possible. So please go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, and more. Remember, the MyPillows are as low as $19.88 now, historically low price that Mike's offering since he was canceled by Walmart. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. I've been a distributor of freeze-dried food for, well, many years, since 2016. It has a 25-year shelf life. We have two huge shipments that just came in, and daily we're pushing the orders out the door. You should order now while we can guarantee you can receive it. It seems as though, indeed, the Biden regime is collapsing the just-in-time supply inventory on purpose. And we know what it's like after COVID to see the grocery stores bare. What will your family do? What about hyperinflation? We're moving from inflation to superinflation. Soon, I'm afraid it's going to be hyperinflation. You just watch when people realize their dollars won't go far and they start cleaning out the grocery stores because their dollars will buy more today than it will next week. So again, there's many reasons to have an emergency food supply on hand. Full details, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, you can just support us by going to WVWFoundation.com. Support conservative Judeo-Christian worldview programming and news by simply just going to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Well, that's, again, our broadcast. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great and happy 4th of July. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.